Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm so excited for this deep dive, especially if you're thinking about, you know, becoming a QA engineer.
QA engineer, yeah.
Yeah, we're diving deep into Pasted Text today, all about the best certifications that'll get your foot in the door.
Absolutely, yeah. If you're serious about a career in QA, this is the place to be.
It seems like a pretty hot field to get into, right? Like there's tons of demand for good QA folks.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And the cool thing about QA, you know, it's such a crucial part of the software development lifecycle. You're basically the gatekeeper, ensuring that software works flawlessly before it reaches, you know, the end user. Think of it as a final quality check, making sure everything runs smoothly.
Right. Catching those bugs before they become a bigger problem. So let's talk certs. Pasted Text mentions a bunch. Some are super niche, like there's one focused entirely on security testing. So does it matter which certification you go for, or is it all kind of the same?
That's a great question, and it actually matters a lot. See, each certification kind of acts like a signal, you know, to potential employers. It tells them, hey, I've got the skills and knowledge in this specific area of QA. Like if you're into security testing, a certification there shows you understand vulnerabilities, risk assessment, how to build secure systems. And that's huge, especially now with cybersecurity threats evolving constantly.
So it's not just a general, I know how to test software kind of thing. It's more about, I'm the expert in this specific type of testing.
Exactly. It helps you stand out, you know?
Yeah.
Think about it. If you're applying for a mobile app testing role and you've got a certification dedicated to like mobile app testing methodologies and tools, that speaks volumes compared to someone with just a general software testing cert. You're showing that deep understanding, that commitment to the niche.
So it's all about finding the right cert to match your like career goals.
Mm.
Speaking of, what area of QA like excites you the most? Is it the nitty-gritty manual testing where you're combing through every single detail of an app? Or maybe you're more into the building those automated systems that do the testing for you.
I think finding what excites you is key here, because QA, it's not just one thing, right? Like if automation is your thing, then yeah, look into certifications that cover frameworks like Selenium or Cypress. Those are like industry standard tools, and knowing them, it's like having a superpower in the QA world.
Makes sense. Okay, so certifications are like super important, but I also saw that Pasted Text mentions practical experience too. Is that like really necessary? Can't you just get by with the certifications alone?
It's like having a driver's license versus actually driving, right? The certification proves you understand the theory, but practical experience shows you can handle the wheel, you know?
Right, like you can actually apply what you learned.
Exactly. So getting involved in open source projects is great for that. You can build real world skills, show off your work. You could also create your own testing projects, even participate in bug bounty programs. Some companies actually pay you to find vulnerabilities.
That's pretty cool. So it's a combination of the knowledge from certifications and then putting it into practice in the real world.
All right. So I think we've covered a lot here. We've learned that certifications are super valuable for aspiring QA engineers. They kind of act like those specialized signals to employers, showing off your commitment to a specific area of QA. Anything else to add?
Yeah. And remember that this is just the starting point. Now it's up to you to take what we've talked about and, you know, dive deeper into those specific certifications that Pasted Text mentions. Check out their curriculum, see what clicks for you, because finding that perfect fit, it's going to give you a huge advantage in launching your QA career. Good luck.
Best of luck out there. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.